Be'ezus from his book, we begin Perek Shlich, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Haneden, laws of the High Court, in the Sefer Shoyitzin, in the book of Judges. We continue the halachas of appointing judges. In this Perek, we discuss specifically regarding the timing of the court cases and regarding the appointing of those who are appropriate to be judges. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding what are the timings of the responsibilities of the judges. Sa'ad imar sayishim hadayon madin. Until when do the judges sit in judgment? So Sanhedrin Ketana, so regarding the lower high courts, which is that of the 23, Ubezin Shashlesha, and the courts of that are just three judges, Yeshun Ma'achat Tfilas HaShachar, they sit from right after the Tfil of Shachris, which is by sunrise, by Netzachama, Atzev Sheh Shais B'yam, until the end of 6 hours into the day, which that's the time when Tamid HaChama usually go ahead and eat their first meal of the day. So that's when they judge till. Ubezin HaGadol, but the great high court, HaYeshun Mi'tamid Shal Shachar, they would sit from the daily sacrifice, because they were there in the Beis Hamikdash, so that's the Tefillah Shachris, the daily sacrifice in the morning, until the daily sacrifice that's in the evening, which is usually sacrificed 9.5 hours into the day, which that's the time of Mincha, and that's when they would sit up until then. Now, however, on Shabbos Yom Tov, they would sit not in the Lishkas Hagadol, what they usually do, they would sit in the study hall in the Temple Mount, so it shouldn't look like they're sitting in judgment, that it shouldn't look like, which they don't do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Halacha Beis, in Bezin Shal Shivim Ve'echad Tzrichim Sheyu Yeshim Kulim Ke'echad V'mekayimim Shevim Mikdash. You don't need that the entire high court of 71 judges to be sitting at one time, at all times, in their place in the Beis Hamikdash. El Be'ish Sheyu Tzrichim Miskab, it's only when they needed to gather for a specific court case, Miskab and Kulim, then they would all gather. But if B'shar Yitzis all other times, Kom B'shar Yilo Esek, whoever had something to take care of, Yatzal Asas Chavtze B'chayzi, would go and take care of what he needed to and would come back. But as long as you didn't have less than 23 Yeshim Tomet Kozman Shibasim, always sitting there, always when the session was open, which is a third of, which is based from Psukim, learned out the way we dilute wine. He was had to have a third of them there. Hutzuch Echemem Lotzes, if one of the judges have to leave, so Harizim Mestakel Bechaber Ben Hashem, he has to look around by his colleagues that are remaining there. Im Yishur Hashem Es Meshleish, if there's 23 remaining gates, take a leave. Vimlam, if not, Lo Yitzat Sheba Achi, he couldn't go out until someone else came, so that there's 23 remaining. Halacha Gimel, Im Aschil Nes Adin Balaylo, we don't start a court case at night time. Mepiyash Mo Lamed, from tradition, they learned, because Shadinim Kanagoyim, the judgment is like that of a Nega of Tzeras. Shnemek says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Kol Rebuchol Nega, regarding deciding in law, regarding all disputes and all Negoyim, which we learn, Maris Negoim Bayom Bavad, just like the looking at a Nega is only during the daytime, because it says Uvayom Haroiz, but we know you can only look at it and decide of it during the daytime. Afadin Bayom Bavad, so also judgment is only by the daytime. Halacha Dal, Vechain, so to Imakabim Eidus. We don't accept testimony where investigating the witnesses is like the beginning of judgment. The Imakabim Shtaris, neither do we validate documents Balayla at nighttime, because the validation is like a judgment. Ubedin Amamnis, regarding monetary law, in Meschil B'yayim, that's specifically regarding monetary law. If you start, however, by daytime, then Mutalik Ma'adim Al-Aven, but you could finish the court case at nighttime. Halacha Hei, Hanachalis, the laws of inheritance are kedin like the laws of judgments. Krishna Mabahan says regarding inheritance, L'chukas Mishpat, as it says Ma'amid B'lamad Hei, for a statute of judgment. So we see that Nachla is like Dinan. L'fikach Imapil, Nachalas Balal, therefore we don't dispense the inheritance at nighttime. Halacha Bav, Shnaim Shnechnu Shul Labakas L'chayla. Two people go to visit a sick person. B'tziva b'fneim, and he commands in front of them, meaning orally he commands in front of them to whom and what should his inheritance go to. So, nalachas kaisvin, they write in like the way witnesses do, and then the inheritors come to courts, and the court does according to what the command was, but they write it down. But v'einasim din, those two people themselves don't actually make their own court, because since they're two are only fit to be witnesses, are not fit to be judges. Now, but if there were three people, oh, then they're already a court in their own right. Rotsu kaisen, if they want, they could write it down and just be like witnesses. Rotsu oisadin, but if they want to, they could also make the court, they could make the judgment themselves. But when we say this, only by yom, only if this happened during the daytime. And Belayla, but if he's telling them it's the nighttime, then kaisen, then they can only write it down as witnesses to pass it on to another court. Venusnim, they cannot make the judgment themselves, even tomorrow, because initially when they were told this, they were only valuable as witnesses, not as judges. And once you're an aide, you cannot become a dayan. So therefore, they can't not be the one to do the din itself. Halacha Zayin continues with that every court has the divine presence dwelling amongst it. Kol Bezin Shal Yisrael Shehu Hagen, any court of the Jewish people that is upstanding, Shechinah Imam, the divine presence is with them. Lefikach, therefore, has halachic ramifications. Tzrichin adayanim, the judges have to be leishiv, they have to sit be'ima b'yira, with awe and with trepidation. Vatifa, and with being covered with a cloak. V'chavi reish, and with a heavy head, meaning with seriousness. V'asal hakul reish, they cannot be lightheaded, or lesachik, or to laugh, or lesapa b'sich b'teil b'vezno, to just do a shmooze, and have a discussion for nothing in the court. El b'divri tev v'chacham has to be only words of Torah and of wisdom. Lachachas discusses the importance of appointing an upstanding and appropriate judge. Called Sanhedrin, any high court, or melech, or king, or Ishgoel, or anyone that's in charge of the Jews in the diaspora, anyone who's from the princely family, Shemidlem Lisrael, that he appoints for them, for the Jewish people, Dain Shein Hagan, a judge that's not appropriate, Veina Chacham Chacham Asatayr, and he's not sagacious in the wisdom of the Torah, but only he's dying to be appropriate to be a judge. So Avi Bishukul Machmadim, even though that judge is mamash the sweetest of the sweet, and he has some other good things about him, whoever appointed him violates a negative prohibition in the Torah, like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, like upon my mishpat. Don't have favoritism when it comes to judgment, which from tradition they learned, is actually talking about this is referring to the one who's in charge of appointing judges, which the sages said, Shemitah, maybe going to say, Ishplani, no. You know, that person's beautiful. Ishbani, I'm going to make him a judge. Ishplani, give me, that person's mighty. Ishbani, I'm going to make him a judge. Ishplani, Krevi, that person's my relative. Ishbani, I'm going to make him a judge. Ishplani, Deba Chalosh, that person knows all the languages. Ishbani, I'm going to make him a judge. Nimtza comes out, Mesaka Tzachayev, that who is really guilty, he's going to say he's not guilty. Machayev is Zaka, the one who's really not guilty, he's going to say he is guilty. Now, Loib Neshurash, not because that person's wicked. Loib Neshurash, only because he doesn't know. That's what the Pasuk says, but don't show favoritism and come to judgment, meaning don't show favoritism to who you're appointing as a judge. It has to be a certain criterion. They also said, the sages, whoever appoints for the Jewish people a judge who is not appropriate, as if he made a monument for idolatry. You should not make for yourself a monument that Hashem your God hates. And if it's and if there are other Talmudic scholars that could have been the judges, and he chose this unworthy person, it's as if he planted an asher, which is a tree of avodah zara itself. Shemek says in the pasuk, "Leisitulcha asherah kol etz." Don't plant for yourself in this asherah any wood. Itl mezbach Hashem lekecha, near the altar of Hashem your God, which is a reference to the Talmid Chachamim. Then it's like you're making an asherah. Chinam Chachamim. So the sages said, the pasuk says in Shemayis, "Leisasun iti elhei chesav." Hashem says, "Don't make with me a silver deity," which means elaha habab bishvak kesav zav. It means actually a deity that comes because of gold and silver. What does that mean? Zahadayin, this means like Elaha is always a term of Elohim, of judges, of someone that's in a position of power. Zahadayin sheminu b'mnei asher b'vad. This is a judge that was appointed only because of his wealth. Again, these should not be the reasons why one is being appointed a judge. Alochates, and actually kaldayin shenosin mamon, kedesh yisman, any judge who gives money so that he should be appointed as a judge. Asalam and Rabbanan, we now stand up for such a judge. And Mitzibah Chacham Lahokal Oisei. And the sages have commanded to be light with that person. Ulazazabai, and to be disgraceful to him. Mamach Chacham, and the sages said, Shatalas and Masatabah, the talis that he cloaks himself with, Tibenecha Kemardash Shalchamar, should look like a saddlecloth that the donkey wears. That's how degrading we should be of such a person. Halacha Yud, Kocha Yedere Chacham Rishayim. This was the way of the earlier sages. Boidichim Milismanis, they would flee from being appointed as a judge. V'dechkin atzman harba, and they would push themselves much shleish within that they shouldn't sit in a court case. Atshe yadu, until they knew she'in sham rokamas, and that there's no one appropriate as them. And v'she'im yimon menadin, and if they refuse themselves, they recluse themselves from judging, tekalkal ashur, it's going to ruin the line of justice. And afapikin, even so, v'hoi yesh v'din, they still wouldn't sit in judgment, elat shemachbid maleim asa'am, as it came until the people and the elders would put pressure on them, or fight them, and they would really press them, only then would they go ahead and be the judges. So therefore, one should definitely not bribe his way in to be a judge if he's not worthy.